Can you sing like this? We've got a bloke in here that's going to do a nice little mum song shortly. Gregory Moore, g'day. We're back in the studio with us again.
Good afternoon. Great to be back.
Nice to see you.
Yes, of course. Thank you. You're at Stockholm Syndrome this Sunday with Sue Ellen Cusack. You were in the studio a couple of weeks ago with us. And it's a special Mother's Day celebration, isn't it?
It is. We've put together a special Mother's Day concert. And so there's a wonderful two-course lunch and then the show.
It's songs my mother taught me. Did your mother teach you some songs?
Well, she did, although to be honest, Dad was the singer, so he actually probably taught me more songs than Mum did.
What do you remember as a kid?
I mean, I was brought up in a lot of 60s music, actually.
So the
best. A lot of Everly Brothers, so I remember sort of singing that a lot.
Yeah, and what do you remember? We're talking about mothers. I don't know, do you have a quirky story or something you remember about your mum?
Look, I don't know if there's anything quirky as such. I mean, my mother is a wonderful woman, very, very giving lady, and I'm saying this now because she is listening.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Hi, Mum.
What's your mum's name?
Jean.
Hello, Jean.
So I know her and Ad are listening, but I mean, Mum is the sort of person and actually both Mum and Dad, they're the sort of people that the neighbours always come around and visit and we'll always have them over, lots of fun.
Yeah. And what about, is she a good cookie, Mum?
She's a, yeah.
You always remember your mother's cooking.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the roast. I always remember the roast.
Right. Sunday roast. That's a special thing that Mum's did, isn't it?
It was always a Sunday, wasn't it? Or a hot breakfast or hot lunch. What about your mother and your singing? Is there something special? She would love watching her son sing.
Oh, look, without a doubt, my biggest fan. She will bend over backwards to get there. She really will. She'll just she'll make sure she goes to as much as she can.
Well, she'll get the neighbours in and brag. Have a listen to my son.
Oh, she does. She's a great PR lady too. Actually,
I bet she is.
What's the nicest thing you've done, Gregory, for your mum on Mum's Day over the years?
On Mother's Day, what's the nicest thing I've done?
Do you do special things for
do. We have put a lovely lunch together before, so we've invited them to our place and just put on a great spread and where she doesn't have to do anything. She can be. We can completely spoil her. So we love doing that.
That's what it's about. Often your mum says, don't get me anything. I don't want any presents, you know.
Well, like Peter was saying before, just having his company for a day and go to some special place.
Yeah, that's all you want. So on Sunday at Albion, will you and Sue Ellen be doing separate performances and then together? How will it work?
We've actually structured the concert that it will be doing some duets together. Mm-hmm. Then we'll do a couple of solos each and then some more duets. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, let's hear it.
So why don't we get
a bit
of a treat?
For mums.
Yes. What have we got? Are you going to sing a song for the mums?
We've got, and this is a song that I'll be singing with Sue Ellen. Of course, unfortunately, she couldn't be here with us today.
Well, Loretta can sing a bit.
Do you want to join in?
You just go for it.
But yeah, Sue Ellen's not feeling too well today, but she'll be right on Sunday.
She'll be right for Sunday, absolutely. So
what's this one called?
This one, well, appropriately, it's called Mama.
Oh. Lovely.
Ready to go? Hang on, I'll just get the orchestra ready.
Yeah, orchestra ready.
Here we go.
Mama, thank you for who I am. Thank you for all the things I'm not. Forgive me for the words unsaid and for the times I forgot. Mama, remember all my life. You showed me love, you sacrificed. Think of those young and early days, how I've changed along the way. And I know you believed, and I know you had dreams, and I'm sorry it took all this time to see that I am where I am because of your truth. And I miss you, I miss you. Mama, forgive the times you cried. Forgive me for not making right all of the storms I may have caused. Dry your eyes, 'cause I know you believed, and I know you had dreams, and I'm sorry it took to see that I am where I am because of your truth. And I miss you, I miss you. With every choice I made, how I've changed along the way, along the way. 'Cause I know you believed in all of my dreams, and I owe it all to you.
You're good.
Ooh. That was beautiful.
Very good.
Thank
Those
you.
Words
Very
are gorgeous,
emotional song.
Aren't they?
Isn't it gorgeous? Yeah.
Where does that song come from?
It was,
Il Divo,
it was an Il Divo song, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
beautiful
gorgeous.
Words.
And it works great as a duet, too.
Well, yeah. That's great. We'll rent you out to go out to places and sing to all the mums, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have an album out, or are any of these songs going to be on an album?
This song isn't, but I do have an album out.
What's
Actually,
that?
A couple of. I've got one that's called I've Dreamed of You,
mm-hmm.
Which I recorded with the Queensland Pops Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some wonderful Celtic tunes on there, like Danny Boy and
Beautiful.
You Raise Me Up, so a mix of contemporary and more traditional Celtic songs. Plus, I've also got a Christmas CD out.
Really?
Called The Christmas Gift.
Great.
And a live DVD CD.
Okay, so that's some good presents.
It's just a whole record shop.
So lots of, yeah, good, yeah. Lots of great presents for Mother's
for
Day.
For Mother's Day, Gregory Moore. And so Gregory and Sue Ellen, don't forget Stockholm Syndrome at Albion on this Sunday. You can get lunch and show or just the show only if you want, but bookings are essential. So just give them a call, Stockholm Syndrome at Albion.
Knowledge and know-how, experts and entertainment, opinions and people.
Call 13 13 32.
Brisbane's own.
1116 4BC.
Yeah, we're doing a trip down memory lane with Donna Lynch today, and talking about Mother's Day, we've just had Gregory Moore in here singing a song. People are ringing up with requests now
for
Gregory to sing other songs. Look, we've kind of gone through a bit of a list here. We've got You Raise Me Up. We've got a few people ringing up saying they want to hear You Raise Me Up. So if we get, look, if we get a dozen people that want to hear Gregory sing You Raise Me Up, we'll get him to do it live in the studio for us.
Is that all right, Gregory? You happy with that?
Quite all right.
13, 13, 32. So if we get a dozen calls for Gregory to sing You Raise Me Up, we'll do a piece of it very shortly. So yeah, get on the phone if you want to hear him sing that
Greg's
song live
mum,
in the studio.
Greg's mum, are you still listening?
13, 13, 32.
All right.
It's,
now
it's 22 to 2.
We talked about the youngest mother ever before, and the most surviving children from a single birth, of course, was Octo Mum. The first man to become a mother.
Oh, yeah. That's
yes, his name was Thomas Beattie.
That was not that long ago.
Was born, he underwent surgery and hormone treatment. That's how that worked. A mother with the longest interval between children, 41 years.
41? And how many did she have?
She had two children in 1956 when she was 19, and she had another child in 1997, 41 years later, when she was 60 years of age.
What was she doing between times? Living in the convent?
Must have gone to school.
What's going on there?
And it's interesting because we talked about, you know, our parents being quite young when they had us. In 1963, on average, women gave birth to their first child in their early 20s. And then back in 2007, women were more likely to have their first child when they were in their early 30s, and I reckon it's it would be up to about late 30s, really.
Yeah, and some 40 41.
Yep,
some women now.
Okay, let's go to the phones quickly. Pam at Bellbarry. Hi, Pam.
Good afternoon, folks. Yes, I would love to hear that young man sing that again. He has got an absolute delightful voice.
Oh, he will be very glad to hear you say that. He's listening to you right now. Good on you, Elaine. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You'd like to hear Gregory
yes,
sing more?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, okay. He's still here too, so you can say hello to him. Hello, Mike at Sunnybank.
Yeah, hi. Yes, beautiful. Love to hear it.
Okay, we need one more call to get to our dozen. John at Lockyer Valley.
Yeah, put me down for one, please.
Okay. It's like
okay.
Buying a pie.
Look at them. They're all still coming in. Yvonne, or is that...
I'll take one more.
Yvonne? Yes. Hello, Yvonne. Do you want to say hello to Gregory?
Yes, Hi, Gregory.
Hello, Yvonne.
Do you want to ask nicely for him to sing a song?
Oh, please.
That'd be my pleasure.
I'd love to hear you.
You're a mother, are you, Yvonne?
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
I have 3, and I come from a family of 10.
Wow.
Come on, you're not. Come on, you're ruining the family average here,
yes.
Yvonne. Get back to work.
A good Catholic family.
That's what we like to hear.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
They're all still coming in. Thank you so much.
Okay, Gregory will sing You Raise Me Up or a piece of it anyway very shortly for us.
Mm. Okay, we've got a couple of other callers there.
Hang on. We've got, is it Jean at Southport? Hello, Jean.
It's his. Hello, Jean.
Oh, this voice is familiar.
is this your mum?
Yes.
Greg, you can sing whatever you like to me. You know that.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Hey, Jean, was Greg always a good singer as a little kid?
He was. At the age of 5, he did his very first performance at school, and he sang Silver Bells.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, look, I could have cried my eyes out.
Are you a singer yourself, Jean?
Unfortunately, no, I'm tone deaf.
Much like Loretta.
Greg, you do not have to agree with them.
Well, no, but I will say that because I do get my singing voice from Dad.
Yeah, you said that.
But I get my charms and good looks from Mum.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, Jean, I hope you have a lovely Mother's Day.
I'm going to because I'm going to go to the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that'll be lovely.
Yes.
Hey, now, Gregory, I reckon you've got to get Jean up on stage and at least drown her out of a duet or something.
I'd hate to embarrass him. I've got a terrible voice.
You have to introduce your mum to the crowd, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah. Have a great Mum's Day, Jean.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for ringing, Jean.
We'll get your boy to sing for us again in a sec. We went to the phones. We had a whole bunch of calls. They want to hear Gregory sing again. Unfortunately, Gregory hasn't got the backing track, so it's going to be a bit of a cappella.
Oh,
so you happy to do
matter.
That, Gregory?
I'm more than happy to do
that's
that.
That's beautiful.
You Raise Me Up.
Just a little bit of that?
Song. Just a little bit?
A little piece of that.
Just tell me when you're over it.
Gregory, we'll get the hawk and we'll pull you out of the studio. You just keep going.
All right, here we go.
Do you want backup vocals?
Yeah, if you could.
No, you don't.
You'll raise me up.
But you need some actions as well.
Oh, okay.
Just give us the action. Turn your mic off and just give us the action.
Yeah.
I'll put Gregory off.
Okay, Gregory, whenever you're ready,
here we go. When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
That's amazing, isn't it? No accompaniment to do that. As a young bloke, what made you sort of go for this genre of music and use your voice like classically compared to what a lot of young guys are doing, is trying to sing pop tunes and things like that?
I think that's just the way my voice developed. I singing throughout all of my teenage years, I loved my musical theatre and all of that sort of. I was never really big on pop music as such, especially to sing. And then when I started training, because I trained at the Queensland Conservatorium, I went down a classical operatic path, but then knowing that really I wanted to do the more contemporary songs. And so that's with this sort of pop opera crossover classical genre.
Yeah.
It was sort of the perfect balance between pop songs and singing classically.
So do you watch some of these talent shows, these musical talent shows we're seeing on television now, like The Voice and see the talent that's out there?
Yeah.
For me, I can't believe the depth of ability out there.
There's a lot of talent out there. And it's just one of those things that not everyone makes it, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
And people do have a career of various levels. You know, not everyone can be rich and famous, but if you're working and make a decent career then you've got to be happy, but that's tough for a lot of people
to have the constant work is the important thing, isn't
absolutely
it?
And that's when you need family to support you through those times when you might not be earning money. It can be tough.
So it'd be nice to Mum on Mum's Day.
That's right.
And you've been overseas working as well.
So that's
tough.
So it is, but I love working overseas and sort of broadening
Horizons,
yeah, Horizons,
yeah. And the fan base. Well, Songs My Mother Taught Me at Stockholm Syndrome, Albion. You can see Gregory Moore and Sue Ellen Cusack, of course, on Sunday.
For Mum's Day.
For Mum's Day. Booking's essential, so give them a call. 3262-3738.
Nice seeing you again, mate.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've got a great voice, great talent. Now, the Oz Lotto ticket giveaway has been won by Del from Clayfield. Congratulations, Del. You know the deal. Same deal as our winner yesterday. If you win the $70 million, 10% to Loretta. Actually, I think I should get more than 10% because I push the buttons. 15% for me, and you can keep the rest, Del. Done deal?
What about me?
You get 10%.
Okay.
I get 15%.
What about Greg?
Well, Greg's kind of, he sang. You can sing for your supper.
I'll sing for 5%.
The 6 to 2, this is 4BC.